Kathleen Hogan has been building innovative energy efficiency programs in the federal government for more than two decades, first at the EPA and now at the Energy Department. She's had such a string of successes in cutting American energy bills and greenhouse gas emissions that Energy Secretary Ernie Moniz calls her the focal point for the government's entire energy efficiency program. Hogan is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for Energy Efficiency, and she's a finalist for a 2016 Service to America Medal. She talked about her work with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
So here at the Department of Energy, I oversee the energy efficiency portfolio in the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, and it's really quite a diverse portfolio, working to help people save money as well as playing an important role in reducing air pollution, carbon pollution. So some of the programs here at the DOE that are doing that and have really been making a tremendous progress since I came here in 2009 include the Weatherization Assistance Program. That's a program where DOE works with states and people on the ground through community action agencies to go out and weatherize the households where low-income people reside. You know, those are people who are really hard hit by the cost of energy relative to what they have available to them. So being able to go out and weatherize those homes and save people on the order of $200 or more dollars a year is a tremendous advantage to them. And again, while we're also doing things to protect the environment and building up sort of local supply chains around energy efficient materials and practices. So that is really one of the tremendous success stories of the last five, six, 7 years. Another program that I oversee at the Department of Energy is the National Appliance Standards Program. That's a program where we set a minimum thresholds for energy efficiency that manufacturers have to meet to sell their products in this country. So that's also been a great program in terms of the savings that are being delivered to businesses and consumers across the country. We've been able to finalize many rules under this administration as we're supposed to, by as Congress has asked us to do, 40-ish or so under this administration. And when you add up the savings that are coming from those rules through 2030, it's on the order of $550 billion cumulatively that will be saved through energy efficiency in many of the common products that we have in our homes and our businesses. So again, just tremendous progress.
That's significant. And when you look at a program like the Weatherization Assistance Program, how much of what you've been doing has turned out to be sustainable from a budget perspective, you know, in terms of there being funding for it beyond the Recovery Act?
Yeah, so the weatherization program is it's a program that has been with the department for quite a long while. I think we're actually going to celebrate its 40th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. So it does get annual appropriations that DOE administers and, again, works with the states and the community action agencies. The Recovery Act did bring an amazing boost in dollars to that program on the order of $5 billion that was then used over two, 3 years. And then coming out of the Recovery Act, we now have a funding level right around $200 million a year. As you know, so Congress has to decide what the right level is, and it goes up and down a little bit. But that's sort of where it averages. Certainly, as much as Congress can find its way in, these days budgets works and has great benefit with people in these homes.
And in all the work that you've been doing in this space over the years, talk a bit about your approach to getting buy-in from the stakeholders, states you mentioned, but particularly in industry that you need to help implement these programs. And I'd imagine the best way to do that is to make them feel like the government is their partner rather than a heavy-handed federal agency regulating them.
Right. So, I've worked my career on energy efficiency, and what's very exciting about energy efficiency is there are so many things that cost out. Like if you're doing a little financial analysis on paper, it's like this will save you money. It's really good for your pocketbook. It's good for the environment. And it also is a way to, you know, as you do more improvements to homes and buildings, it's great for building a local workforce. So, you know, energy efficiency is always this win-win-win-win thing. At the same time, it does take work to show people sort of the bundles of technologies, the bundles of packages that can really deliver the savings and, you know, find the people that can do the installations. And also there are these so-called market barriers. So I've been able to work in partnership with any number of different types of stakeholders, the private sector, the states, really trying to show what energy efficiency has to offer, talking through what the little friction is in the system that stops it from being just a very easy investment, and to work on reducing that friction in the system. So we've been working with states around the various policies that make sense at the state level. That can include things like just updating your building energy codes, as an example, or providing improved access to financing, whether it's having a conducive market for energy savings performance contracting, or just recently a new financing mechanism, property assessments for energy efficiency. PACE financing is becoming easier both residentially and commercially. So we've been able to, again, find things that we think can really reduce that friction in the marketplace and to speed the uptake of energy efficiency. I think another effort I will point out is our recent work around something called Better Buildings, where we're, again, working with a diverse set of stakeholders to show that you can improve the efficiency of your building stock by, you know, working with partners that have broad building portfolios. So whether it's a state with all state's buildings, or a hotel chain, or retail, there's a lot of building owners out there that manage many, many buildings as part of our portfolio, and they've joined with us to show they can increase the efficiency of their whole portfolio by 20% or more over a set of years. So by working with them, you can just showcase that, you know, through having a target and having good energy management practices throughout your workforce, that those types of savings really, one, are achievable, but two, they can just be integrated into your business day to day, and then you get the benefit of all that, right? So that's through our whole Better Buildings effort. So that's been another great initiative to work on in that sort of public-private partnership space.
And in terms of figuring out what is achievable in the first place, maybe you can talk about the federal government's role in pursuing the science behind the standards and the best practices that you're trying to push, so that you're not, you're doing things that are evidence-based rather than just setting an arbitrary standard and telling industry to figure out how to implement it.
Yes, we have a very diverse portfolio of work here at the Department of Energy. If you look at our buildings program, as an example, we have a whole research and development effort where we work with researchers at universities, but also with the private sector, to keep sort of the next generation of new technologies coming that offer tremendous savings. I think a great example there is just looking at the revolution in front of us right now with lighting. We have these LED technologies in the market. They reduce or offer savings on the order of 75% or more relative to traditional lighting. And they last longer, and they offer, you know, a variety of additional sort of features that are really desirable to consumers. So you can think through that there's that type of technology transition or transformation in many more areas as well, like air conditioning and refrigeration, a number of exciting things going on in some of our biggest energy-using areas. So, you know, there's constantly that innovation in the pipeline. And then what we do in some of our other efforts with our buildings program is work with the private sector, with the manufacturers, to keep some of those partnerships as fresh and as up-to-date as possible with these technologies as they're ready to come into the market and really deliver savings, right? So in the R&D world, you're trying to drive down the costs and ensure the performance, you know, meets the needs of the market. And then when we work in partnership with the private sector and with states and others, it's because you believe these technologies are ready and that you can really take advantage of them. And certainly when we get to our codes and standards work, one of the primary roles of the federal government is to do a very sound cost-benefit analysis to ensure that you know, it really plays out from a benefit standpoint for the country on an, you know, for an economics standpoint. So we do a lot of an analytical work around what we do to really make sure that, you know, you're taking the right step at the right time with these technologies.
Kathleen Hogan is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for Energy Efficiency and a finalist in this year's Sammy's Medals competition, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. You can find more information and listen to all of our interviews with the Sammy's finalists at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.